Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello? Testing.
We going?
Yeah, I think we're good.
If you're hearing this, then we may already be dead.
Yeah.
Where shall we begin? Start from the beginning?
Okay, yeah, I guess so. My name's Ivan. I was born in 1986. Scouse mum. Argentinian dad.
I think that's actually probably a little bit too...
Too early?
Too early.
I did feel that, actually.
Yeah, maybe we go a bit more up to date.
Okay. Well, Max and I are both currently locked in an empty metal shipping container.
So I think you've actually probably jumped ahead there a little bit too recent.
Too recent,
okay,
Oh, mate, surely there's something else we should be doing right now.
Come on, we've tried all of your plans.
I think the metal's giving way. Now, if I just use the point of my elbow... It's a simple case of picking a lock. Have you got a hairpin, Max? I need a hairpin. What's a hairpin?
So where's the lock on the inside of a shipping container?
I don't know.
Something beginning with M.
Metal.
Yeah.
You did that one 20 minutes ago.
Okay, something else beginning with M.
Max.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough.
It looks like we're going to be stuck in here for the foreseeable, so the least we can do is tell our story.
Yeah. Right, okay, look, let me just double check the watch. It's definitely recording. And we're good. So, where do you think we should start? That really long bus journey? The bloke who offered to take us to the zoo?
I think maybe we should begin with the murder.
Makes sense. Yeah. Yeah, no, the murder.
So we're developers at Fuel.
Max works on algorithms, I do encryption.
And Fuel is a tech company on the outskirts of Cambridge.
The London of nowhere.
It's a wannabe Apple/Google/Amazon set up by Karen Bingley.
Otherwise known as Bingo.
I mean, only she calls herself that. Bingo, Karen Bingley is a woman with zero actual skills other than surrounding herself with talented people and somehow getting paid more than all of them.
Which, when you say it out loud, is an amazing skill.
Anyway, because she used to work at Google, she copied a bunch of trendy workplace ideas for her own company, but not that well.
Subsidised yoga classes?
Yeah, on the landing.
The canteen has free juice?
It's prune juice, it's disgusting.
It's all right.
And free parking, but only if you've got a Tesla. No one's got a fucking Tesla.
Bingo's got a Tesla.
Obviously she does. So Fuel's model is buying up fledgling companies and apps and doing small amounts of work on them. And making a shitload of money.
Bingo's latest obsession was having the best game on the App Store.
Which is how we came to be working on a game which you might well be playing right now.
Ice Cream Town.
You're listening to 102.9 Radio Cambridge, the news at midnight. In an incendiary speech, the candidate for newly formed Italian political party, Forza, announced that a storm is brewing across Europe.
Boring.
Yes! I knew it.
What?
Just taken the Myers-Briggs test.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Turns out I'm a chief. Extrovert, intuitive, it's very rare. Check it out. But just like Steve Jobs, Bill Gates, and Warren Buffett.
And Lex Luthor.
I know, right? What a list! And it looks like you're an engineer. Introverted, passive.
Oh, cool.
Fair enough. Ugh, God, I can't believe we have to work late on a Friday. There's a Tech Leaders of Tomorrow squash and networking event that I was hoping to blag my way into.
You should move to my Wednesday to Sunday model, mate. It means Fridays are like Wednesdays and Tuesdays are my Sundays. Makes watching a load of films back-to-back much less hassle.
I guess the cinemas are quieter midweek.
What you on about? Got my 8K projector at home. I'm just talking about going to the shops for my supplies. Less people.
Let me get this update sorted. It's depressing being the only people in the building.
Hello.
Whoa.
Jesus.
How are you doing?
Boris. Where did you come from?
I have been here all the time.
Really?
Yes, just over there.
OK, Okay.
How are the cool Game Boys doing?
Yeah, we're pretty good.
Ice Cream Town, number one game.
Yeah, it's quite cool. Anyway, you'll probably want to get back to...
Yes, my project going good, thank you. I am developing QX codes, the new smart barcode.
Yeah, I saw marketing came up with a slogan. If you like QR codes, you'll love QX codes.
After market research, they have changed this. It is now introducing QX codes. They are a type of a smart barcode.
Yeah, it's really nice to chat, Boris.
I'm going to the toilet. Can I get you something?
From the toilet?
What? Oh, no, thanks.
No. After.
Still no.
Actually, could you grab me a Pruny J while you're downstairs, mate?
Okay, I will bring. But first, as I say, I will go to toilet. Greets.
Greets.
What the fuck is greets?
Dunno. He signs off his emails with it as well.
Jesus. By the way, I did the Myers-Briggs on Boring Boris, and he's definitely the creep.
Is that a type?
Well, it's actually strategist, but it reads as creep. That's contractors for you.
Also, fun fact, know what his surname is?
No.
Yeltsin.
Fuck off. His name is Boris Yeltsin.
Yep.
That's ridiculous.
He must be pretty good, though. I heard he was at Omni before.
No way.
Yeah, he was one of the 10 million devs who got let go.
Oh, that whole thing was awful.
I know. A privately owned company holding the data of every user on the internet. Thank God their software was deemed illegal.
I mean, it was awful that the court stopped them releasing it. Omni's a genius idea. And actually, its current status is not non-legal, pending a series of appeals.
Whatever.
Those Omni guys were visionaries. And as a chief, that's the sort of place I should be. Creating technology that makes the world a better place. Like Amazon, Instagram, Zamo.
Zamo?
Yeah, it was that task-based bartering app. It got shut down when it turned out to be mainly homeless people doing stuff for food. It got pretty unethical. But the idea was great. That's how you get your own camp named after you at Burning Man. That's how you get invited to do a keynote speech at 8th Meridian. Do you know, apparently, if Jeff Bezos likes your speech, he invites you to an after-party inside a Swiss mountain.
I just think the internet should break down barriers, not set them up. Like the stuff the Minotaur does.
Oh, not this again.
Last month, he single-handedly closed down a massive VC-backed sneaker company. At the launch event, he hijacked the video presentation and linked to a live CCTV feed of the sweatshop in Bangladesh.
Okay, that's fairly impressive.
His Pwnage Diaries posts are going to be this century's Das Kapital. He's a genius.
Sure.
Hey, is Boris still shitting?
That looks like 6 empty prune juices on his desk, so I'd imagine he is.
Perfect. In which case, it's time for a bit of Pwnage of my own.
What?
I loaded up a fake lock screen on his laptop so that when we had the time, we could do a bit of vintage pranking.
Ugh.
Setting a loud fart sound effect to play in a few minutes' time. Don't mind if I do.
I wonder why there are so few women in technology.
Prime banter like this is the reason I've won the heart and soul of the Tech Dev Squad trophy more times than anyone else. Who's passive and introverted now?
You and most of the people on this floor?
Yeah, fair. Fart orchestra primed and ready. Now, whilst we've got his laptop, it's time to find out what porn Mr. Yeltsin's into.
Why would you watch porn on your work laptop?
For when you're at work?
Whatever. I'm not having any part in... Hey, wait. Naughty, naughty, boring Boris.
What's this?
Boris's laptop was not as it should be. A VPN, a private server, vast reams of Russian text, all leading to one folder.
The cuckoo. 4 gigs.
What the...
Yes. Boris is into weird porn.
4 gigs worth?
We should probably download it to find out.
Fine, but just be quick.
So we downloaded the cuckoo.
Yeah. And without overstating things, this is the moment when our lives fucking fell apart.
Got 'em. Wait, what? Someone didn't like that.
What do you mean?
They've just taken that entire folder offline from their end. Too late, buddy. And they've replaced it with... Oh, it's blank.
What is it?
A text doc. The file name's just some Russian shit. Oh, shit. Boris is coming.
Fuck. Stall him. I'll close everything.
Actually, Boris, could we get, like, a few more prune juices?
Oh, okay.
Thanks, mate. Greets.
Greets.
Yeah, greets. Really don't understand how that... Max, you okay?
That blank document?
Yeah.
I just ran the Russian file name through Google Translate.
Right. What does it mean?
You're dead.
What the fuck's that?
Looking down from the atrium, we saw everything. A police car screeched to a halt outside Fuel's entrance.
And the policeman who got out, I still see in my nightmares.
Fucking hell, how big is that man? 7 feet tall.
Why is he wearing a balaclava?
And why has he pulled out his gun?
I'm starting to think that you shouldn't have told me to download that file.
I didn't fucking tell you to download anything.
I said I should download it, and you said fine.
Oh, come the fuck on.
And then Boris walked out of the kitchen downstairs.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, my fucking God.
Two shots in the chest and head, point blank. Gore and mess just everywhere.
I mean, a lot of that was prune juice, in fairness. One of the bottles had exploded.
Okay. What do we do?
Call 999.
The man is literally a police officer.
Don't have a go at me, mate. I'm just coming up with suggestions.
Okay. How about this? We do nothing.
Nothing?
It's 1 o'clock in the morning. Nobody else is in the building. We stay very quiet. Wait for the man who killed our colleague to leave, and then figure out who to tell.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I can do nothing. Nothing's good.
Shit, he's seen us! Fucking run!
What are you doing?
Grabbing Boris's laptop.
Why?
Because whatever's on it got him killed. I don't think that man should have it. Why won't the fucking farts turn off?
They still play even when it's closed. I wrote a really good script.
He's coming up the stairs.
Oh, God.
As the giant lurched up the final steps, Ivan grabbed an external hard drive and threw it full force at his arm.
Take that!
My God, amazing!
I was aiming for his balls!
This way!
We slammed the fire exit door behind us and charged down the steps.
What do we do? Oh God, he's coming!
Get in, we do not have much time.
What?
Just do as he says!
What if he's not?
Get in!
Max and Ivan, Fugitives. Episode 1.
I
think I'm okay. Are you okay?
Yeah, I think I'm okay.
Okay.
Sorry, who are you?
Who?
Who?
Airport. We do not have much time.
Ivan, who was that? Turn the fucking fart.
Sorry.
Who was that man?
That man?
Yes, who was that man?
Airport, we do not have much time.
He was the least communicative man I've ever met. And I've met my own father. He was in his 60s, with a scar across his bottom lip, and he was chain-smoking aggressively. All he would say is, we do not have much time.
We couldn't work out his accent. I tried my Duolingo app on him, but got nothing.
Ĉu vi povas rekomendi bonan marmangajon?
What was that?
Can you recommend any good seafood restaurants in Esperanto?
Right, Ivan.
Yeah?
Here's the thing. I think I'm definitely having a panic attack.
Oh, okay. I've got some apps. Calm, Headspace, DigiPill.
Yeah, cool. Is there a DigiPill for, we downloaded 4 gigs of encrypted Russian files and as a direct result someone was murdered by a police officer and the only one who seems to know what's going on is basically a mute getaway driver who's breaking the speed limit to take us to the airport?
We do not have much time.
Thanks, mate.
I guess that could class as general anxiety.
Forget it.
And so we got dropped at the airport, which is when the driver pressed a card into my hand and uttered his only other phrase.
Call this.
And then the smoking driver was gone.
Anything?
No. Just keeps going to voicemail.
Okay, well, keep trying.
I also ran his number plate.
And?
It's registered to a Ford KA that was cubed 5 years ago.
Right. Okay, well, I guess
I guess we need a plan.
Great. And you're a chief. That's what you do.
Yeah. A plan. I'm just very quickly going to go and be sick.
7 minutes later.
Right, so here's what we're dealing with. We are on the run. We're literally on the run. Right now, on the run. That means no cards and no flights. After this one. Get out as much cash as you can now, and that's all we're using.
Oh, okay.
And use the cash to buy burner phones. We need to ditch these immediately.
Right.
And I figured out where we can fly to be safe. Now, let's get out of here as quickly as possible. Let's go, go, go.
Still another 4 hours until they announce our gate.
Yeah, it kind of deflates the urgency of the situation.
Well, I set up our burner phones nicely. As you can see, I put in each of our phone numbers, the smoking driver's number.
Still no answer.
No. And I installed fuel chat, because presumably tomorrow there'll be a company-wide statement about Boris.
Great.
By the way, it's water-resistant up to 5 meters. It's got a 20-megapixel camera.
Really don't give a
and
fuck.
And Ice Cream Town comes pre-installed.
Okay, that is quite cool. What's that?
Oh, I also bought myself a burner smartwatch. Comes with a Fitbit app and all sorts.
What?
Hey, it's called going on the run, right? Might as well try and get toned.
That is not what that means.
And that's the sound of it connecting to my Listies app.
You get alerts at 2 a.m.
Yeah, my list of things to remember before I go to sleep. Nice big to-do list. Comes up automatically on my various screens, and then once I click red, my easy boy automatically folds backwards into sleep mode.
Jesus Christ, that's bleak.
Is it bleak to sleep in a luxury state-of-the-art reclining chair that's heated, has a massage setting, charges your phone, has inbuilt speakers and an attachable tray for mealtimes?
Yes, indescribably. You need to move in with your girlfriend immediately.
Natasha actually said she doesn't have anywhere my chair could go.
Good. Wait, hang on. You haven't spoken to her tonight, have you?
No. Why?
Because for now I just don't think you can, I'm sorry.
No, that's cool. To be honest, with her in Canada, there's a time zone difference. We're both busy with work a lot, and we don't message that much. We often joke that if I died, it'd take her at least a week to notice.
That's reassuring.
By the way, have you told anyone where you are?
Who would I tell? The girl I matched with on Hinge? Seems a bit full-on to explain all this shit to someone who has so far only revealed that she likes most music and some films.
Fair point.
Who else? My dad? He wouldn't want his time wasted for something as trivial as witnessing a murder, being chased by the murderer, and going on the run with a mysterious encrypted laptop.
Yeah, by the way, I've not gotten far with the cuckoo folder at all.
That's fine. That's why we're going to Estonia to meet Mr. Cheney.
About that, you're still in touch with your high school IT teacher?
On and off, yeah. Sounds weird, but I think he's our best bet. He's in the middle of nowhere. I've never visited him before. And if he's anything like he used to be, he should have the equipment we need to decrypt the cuckoo.
And what did he used to be?
He was one of those equal part rogue and inspirational teachers. Basically, a grey hat hacker. Oh, pretty dark grey, I reckon. He got me into computing. And because Dad wouldn't let me use the internet at home, in case he got an important call on the landline, Mr. Cheney pretended to run an after-school IT club, which was basically me doing whatever I wanted on the school computers whilst he sat on the roof and smoked weed.
Nice.
He got sacked from the school.
Checks out.
And he's been out in Estonia for years. I messaged him saying we were going to be in town, that we needed to speak to him, and that it's urgent.
And what did he say?
Sure thing, Maximo, bring weed.
Welcome to the morning on board from KLM Airlines.
The flight was very pleasant. I keep a small blog of in-flight meals, and I have to say that KLM really
Yeah, that's probably not the time for
Yeah, sure thing. Do check it out, though. Steaksonaplane.co.uk.
We had a layover in Amsterdam, where we discovered Bingo had left us a voice message on fuel chat.
Hey, chaps. Bingo here. Been in Bali on this consciousness cleanse, but just wanted to manifest with you both for a mo. Ice Cream Town still razzing it on the charts. Actually had the CEO of Viacom approach me in the hammam and ask for tips on how to get the strawberry sauce factory. But on a work and objective focus note, please let me know how you're getting on with upgrading that back end so that we can keep guzzling all that juicy data. Oh, and did you see Boris's message this morning? He's jumping ship to some other company that's the contractors for you. But send him good energy from me if you see him before he goes. Right, stay in tune with the moon, boys.
Someone sent a message pretending to be Boris.
It's a cover-up. This is insane.
Also, the CEO of Viacom has made it pretty far in Ice Cream Town. Doesn't he have other things to do?
Bingo doesn't know that anything's wrong. If we tell her, she might tell the police. And we know at least one policeman in the area is a fucking psychopath who might kill her.
Which...
I know, but, you know, come on. But if we don't upgrade the back end of Ice Cream Town, we'll get sacked.
Very good point.
If we're quick, there should be just enough time to...
Take the back end offline so it looks like we're doing some work?
As we boarded the flight, using my burner phone, we were just about able to log into Ice Cream Town's back end and take it down, putting it in maintenance mode.
And on my burner phone, well, actually, I was able to take a selfie in which my face became a cartoon cat. Finally, we landed in Tallinn, the capital of Estonia, and began our search for refuge and weed.
Yeah, our taxi to Mr. Cheney's was interrupted by Ivan jumping out and speaking to anyone he felt had big drug dealer energy.
Another dead end.
Oh, that 75-year-old woman didn't have any weed.
I don't think she understood me, which is on her, because my Esperanto is pretty good now.
What the hell was Esperanto, your Duolingo language of choice?
It's a universal language, Max.
But eventually, we made it to Ulatskibi, this tiny town.
We reached the end of a winding, tree-lined road and knocked on the door of a ramshackle house.
Coming! Just need to find my dressing gown.
We waited with a massive sense of apprehension and a small bag of what may well have been crushed up bay leaves.
Well, they look like crushed up bay leaves, but in fairness, they do also smell quite strongly of human shit.
Hello?
Mr. Cheney.
Hi.
Aha, Max!
You couldn't find your dressing gown then?
I could not. Good to see you, Max. You're looking well. God, those school days are all coming back to me now. Getting into trouble for distributing pornography.
Yes, you probably shouldn't have done that.
Oh, it was only to the sixth formers. It was basically a public service. Kohuke?
Sorry?
It's a sweet curd snack. Very tasty. Very popular.
Ooh, yes, please.
It's one of the two reasons I moved here, you know. I've got rather a taste for kohuke.
Oh, what were the other reasons?
Sukru bibid. Sugar babies.
Is that another snack?
Sort of. They're two 24-year-old medical students called Ave and Litsa.
Right.
Yeah, I met them online via a bit of findom. Financial domination. I pay for their lifestyle, which I find rather stimulating, and then once a month they come round dressed as nuns and tie Bad Baby to his chair. I'm Bad Baby. And that... is the very chair.
Do you know what? I might just stand up.
Anyhow, let me go and power up the relevant devices.
You know how some people age really well? Leonard Cohen, Denzel Washington, Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah, Mr. Cheney was sort of the opposite of that.
Yeah, not a healthy man.
But he was all we had.
I logged onto the Wi-Fi, connected Boris's laptop to Mr. Cheney's slightly shonky setup, and attempted to decrypt what we downloaded.
Whilst I explain the madness of the last 12 hours.
I see. Sounds like the Russians are after you.
I mean, someone was definitely after a Russian.
Boris was either working with them and in over his head, or he dug too deep.
Yes.
Either way, he clearly knew too much. But could they infiltrate the British police?
Oh, God, of course. My view is, if in doubt... it's the Russians. Their evil and cunning knows no bounds. And whilst the mainstream media might be sceptical, there are plenty of unregulated YouTube channels which think otherwise. I particularly recommend the Emancipatriot. He delivers a 4 to 6 hour live stream every day. It's thought-provoking stuff.
Out of interest, what's in that vape?
Concentrated Afghan super skunk.
Right.
I never smoke a bong before midday.
Ah, Mr. Cheney, I see you're running a version of...
Enigma 2, of course. And it's an honour to meet the mind behind it.
Here we go.
It's a masterpiece of encryption software. And of course, thank you very much for making it open source.
Hey, it was just the right thing to do.
Yeah, genius move. Why become rich beyond all comprehension when you can give it to the internet for free?
Privacy is a human right.
And the software has benefited all sorts of wonderful organisations.
Oh, yeah. ISIS, Al-Qaeda, the Taliban.
Hey, I've always been more proud of the technology's use in non-terrorist organisations.
And when are you going to make your mark, Max?
Oh, I've got loads of things, you know, I mean, bubbling away, you know, real
big picture stuff. I'm just really busy right now working on something else.
Ice Cream Town, baby!
Ha! That's you, is it? Oh, I'm trapped in a blasted chocolate sauce swamp at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, we've got nothing to do with the actual game.
Basically, our company, Fuel, bought a load of indie games in the hope that one would be the next breakout global hit.
Yeah, and we built the back end. Fuel kept all the games free, but pumped them full of targeted ads and questionnaires, which all vary based on the algorithm I developed.
Hmm. Well done, Max. Life-changing work, I'm sure.
We've done other projects too. There was Shuck, which helped authorities uncover shell companies extremely quickly.
Yeah, we had to shut it down because it actually also helped people form shell companies very easily.
Right.
And Snapdial, it was this super responsive AI autocaller which helped small businesses grow their customer base rapidly.
It became massively popular with people setting up pyramid schemes. That, used in tandem with Shuck, actually bankrupted 2% of British pensioners.
Yeah.
Okay, boys. Good and bad news.
Have you decrypted the cuckoo?
Good and bad news.
Right.
Wait. I have found a few things. One, Boris was using Grenade.
Oh, the self-destructing messaging app. Yeah, it's like Snapchat, but for things which are genuinely illegal.
Right. And we can see that he's got one unread message.
Ooh.
If we can grab his username and password, we'll be able to read it.
Oh, do we have either of those things?
Two, I found his live journal.
His what? Is that still going?
Of course it's still going. It's massive in Russia. And as it says on my FetLife profile, just because something's old doesn't mean it shouldn't be used. And I do mean used.
Ugh.
And what does his live journal say?
There's a whole load of stuff. I mean, just a diary. Yeah. A lot of chat about gardening. But the last entry, it seems like he knows he was in danger. When the time comes, I have to protect Lara. And underneath, visit Berlin Safe.
Right.
Do we know what the Berlin Safe is?
Three, before he was killed, Boris had just uploaded something to OpenTrove.
For those not in the know, OpenTrove is basically a hipster WikiLeaks.
Yeah, it's a place to leak for those who also appreciate nicely designed user interfaces.
So, your man was a whistleblower. A good Russian. God, you don't get many of them to the ruble. And now there's one less.
Ugh, and we got him killed.
I'm officially retiring the Fart Orchestra as a banter tool.
And what did he upload? Can we see?
Number four, the cuckoo.
You weren't able to decrypt it, were you?
Wait a second. I mean, well, no. Almost all of it's encrypted to military-level AES-256 standard. With this kit, it'd take 10 million years.
I don't think the Russians are going to give you that long.
But I managed to unpackage it. So now we know what we don't know.
Great.
Inside the cuckoo, there are five subfolders. And number four, the only folder I was able to partially decrypt, is called Operation V. I still can't access it, but at least we've got a name.
Okay. That last bit of information was quite impressive.
Well, this calls for a mahoosive bong.
Just a moment, Mr. Cheney, please. So, Boris...
Boris was onto something, and they got him.
So there are three things we need to do. We need to stay alive, we need to find this Lara, and we need to find the Berlin safe.
Sounds like a plan. Now, you're very welcome to stay here for the night.
Well, that's very kind. Thank you, Mr. Cheney.
Please call me Dr. Cheney.
Oh, you're a doctor.
No, but I told Ave and Litzer that I was, and I don't want you blowing my cover. Oh, however, speaking of blowing, should you wish to watch...
Absolutely
no,
not.
No, I think we're all right.
Thank you very much. We'll go for a walk.
Very well. Oh, pick me up some kohuke. I'll be done by precisely 3 p.m. Oh, and take the laptop. The girls sometimes indulge in a bit of consensual non-consent prop dom.
And that is...
They steal my things, but it arouses me.
Yep, got it. Bye!
Bye.
We strolled down the path, back towards the main road.
I mean, it's very clear why he was sacked.
Alexa, play Nappy Time playlist on Spotify.
Oh, I know. And yeah, he's a paranoid old weirdo. But at least we're safe.
Yeah.
His house went up in flame.
Consumed in one massive fireball.
Oh my fucking God!
If we'd stayed in the house another 30 seconds, we would have been part of it.
We ran into the woods, through the trees, as fast as we could, for as long as we could. We looked into the distance, and there
Van,
we...
I'm gonna have to stop you.
What? How come? That bit was good, right? I was focusing on the big stuff. I didn't talk about Mr. Cheney's weird owl statues. Those massive ants that I kept noticing on the trees.
No, it's not that. You're telling it very well. It's just... Look.
Oh.
A shipping container.
Oh, dear.
Filling up with water.
Shit.
Yeah.
By the way, half those massive ants had wings.
Ivan!
Ivan, Fugitives is written and performed by Max Oleska and Ivan Gonzalez and features Adam Buxton, Alice Lowe, Celeste Dring, Dan Tetzel, Alina Almenas, Ernest Gromoff, Freya Parker, Gemma Whelan, Jack Malone, Jason Forbes, Justin Edwards, Katia Kavinga, Kyle Kinane, Margaret Caborn-Smith, Sammy Broly, Stephen Mangan and Steve First. Sound design is by Rich Evans and photography by Idil Sukan. The producer is Ben Walker for Storyglass.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.